This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want you, I need you, I want you to be my tonight.
All right, so Overman is floating this conspiracy theory that's made up. I mean, it's a fact Hillary got money from the communist Chinese in Saudi Arabia. They bragged about it, and it's illegal. That's mainstream news. No proof of the Russians. Clapper admits that. We've got the White House spokesman coming out, John Ernest, yesterday, and admitting it's the Chinese. I mean, they can't even get their bull straight. But Overman says this is anything but a conspiracy theory. We're at war with Russia. What a wonderful idea. They're not encroaching on us. They have nothing to do with us. Let's just have a war because the liberal Overman is desperate to keep Donald Trump out of power. This just proves how bad these people are. They're so much worse than I even thought. They know they're an enemy force of the globalists bringing the country down. They're never going to stop, folks. They're not going to coexist with us. Understand that. So they're calling for Trump's death, my death, you name it. Let's go back to Overman. That's just such a disgraceful idiot. Here it is.
And it is anything but a conspiracy theory to be wondering if the Russians hacked the RNC and have kept what they found there to make sure Trump and the Republicans obeyed.
Okay, let's just pause again. The FBI never said that. They said they were not hacked. They didn't have their servers in their bathroom like Hillary. You are a liar, Overman. Back to him.
States who at this rate will be the last freely elected president of the United States made in his measured way a small gesture last Friday that perhaps opened the door to these horrifying revelations of a coup by an outside power nearly complete. He asked
for pause again. The coup is nearly complete of the voters. Let's just say the Russians did it, which the British ambassador met a month ago in D.C. with the high-level U.S. intelligence officer that leaked it. William Binney has told me on air 6 months ago that it was an intel officer. He said on air he thinks it is. I'm going to stop right there. When I've had dinner with Binney, there's people following us around. Okay, I mean, he's the former head of the NSA technical. I mean, I live in a spy movie. I'm just going to stop right there. The point is, we know it was U.S. intel. They hate Obama. They hate Hillary. And by the way, they're the ones that are going to release more Overman. They're not blackmailing. They're trying to fix the country. It's so damaging, though, Overman. They're holding it back because it's that bad. But it's worse than letting you continue on. So go ahead and fill your hand, dumbass. You're up against real men now, Dumbo, that don't use teleprompters. We do the hanging, boy. Figure it out. We run the country. We built it. You're just a parasite. Now, the Russians... The Russians are blackmailing people. You're the ones with the illegal servers. You're the ones calling us scum and saying you want us poor and desperate in the emails. Don't change the subject, dirtbag, that the mainstream media has discredited, saying Trump would lose or all the fake emails. You're desperately trying to change the subject from what a scumbag you are. Back to the traitor.
But we do not have time for a full review. Barack Obama has twice stood in front of America, in front of the world, in front of history, and said, I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability,
preserve,
protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Force inoculations and come after our guns.
Today is the time for him to do so. He must immediately declassify and release all relevant materials held by the FBI, the CIA, DHS, and the other intelligence and
security
services, and in the White House, and anywhere else in government. And the Attorney General must immediately appoint a special prosecutor to investigate what Donald Trump knew and when he knew it.
Oh, yeah.
And what, if any, collusive links exist now
or
earlier between the Russian Federation and the Republican National Committee. If Trump does grab power, he can try to dismiss that special prosecutor, but he will at least have to get the courts to sanction him. And most immediately, the intelligence briefing proposed today for the Electoral College, what the CIA and the others know, when they knew it, how much the Trump campaign knew, that must be conducted without delay and without redaction.
Let's hit pause as he reads off a teleprompter. I told Trump this publicly and privately. He must go on the offense. They're never going to stop. He's got to bring out China and Saudi Arabia, how they openly bragged they ran the election and failed.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com. CATIArmour.com. Come and take it.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, he's back from New York. He's writing his book that will be the total inside breakdown of how Trump won right through the transition. It's Roger Stone. He's listening at the bottom of the hour. Then Paul Watson takes over for the rest of the transmission because I've got some big fish to fry. I'm just going to leave it at that. So much unfolding, so much happening. I knew the globalists wouldn't give up because Trump's for real. He wants to make America great again. He's not perfect. He's kind of a strong man, but he does want free market. He does want prosperity. He wants to preside over that largesse. You know, Rome had emperors that had, you know, golden ages of jobs and freedom and prosperity. Then they had emperors that wanted to make people poor and control them, like Nero. And we're going through that right now as an empire. Trump wants to make us a republic again, and I just played Keith Olbermann just foaming at the mouth, frothing, saying, we're at war. We must bring him out. Any means necessary. We must stop him. The CIA, visit the electors. And they've announced the CIA, this rogue group that is all secretive is going to go talk to the electors, and basically it's like talking to a jury like the mafia does, and say, hey, how's your daughter doing? Where'd your puppy dog go? You better do the right thing. And if the average American gets visited by the CIA, they might go ahead and say, okay, I'm not going to pledge myself to the voters as I promised. Now, also, the Democrats admit they infiltrated people into those processes, and now Nancy Pelosi's daughter is leading it. You cannot make this up. A new article on InfoWars.com by Kellen McBreen, proof foreign governments did interfere in election to help Hillary. The communist Chinese and the Saudi Arabians bragged in newspapers they'd given hundreds of millions through U.S. subsidiaries. That's illegal. But Hillary controlled the Justice Department. So they're the ones getting foreign money. They're the ones bringing the illegals in. They're the ones with the EU involved and the Pope and all this. And then they say Trump is, and then Clapper is in front of the Congress yesterday and says there's no proof they were involved in WikiLeaks. The FBI says no proof they hacked the RNC. But Oberman and everybody else and Hillary comes out and Podesta and says the FBI agrees and all 17 agencies agree. The problem is, and this is not getting any real traction, it's in a few newspapers, top U.S. spy agencies refuses to endorse CIA's Russian hacking assessment due to lack of evidence, says it's a thin reed, no proof of intent. That's the Office of the Director of National Intelligence that oversees all other 16 agencies. It was set up in 2002 to coordinate. It's the boss. So they are really putting this disinfo out, which shows they will go to any lengths. Roger Stone of the StoneColdTruth.com, former head of the Trump campaign, and, of course, former best friends with Richard Nixon as well. Boy, the old days of Nixon, he looks like a loving American compared to these monsters. I tell you, they are arrogant. They are angry. They are full of bravado and chutzpah. I don't know what to say at this point. They are frothing mad. They're pissed on the street. This is a true cult. I think, Roger, if anything, this has revealed the fact that the modern liberal is a very dangerous gang member mental patient, and their leaders are even worse than them. What do you make of all this hysteria and where this is going?
Well, Alex, this is a concerted campaign with several steps. The first step has been to harp on the popular vote, by which, of course, we don't elect the president, and the fact that Hillary has, at least with the counting where we are today, a lead there. Then secondarily was the phony recount in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania in the hopes that it would yield something, but it yielded nothing.
Well, gain votes for Trump.
A slight gain for Trump, and it proved nothing in Wisconsin. Now, thirdly is this whole canard about Russia. We still have no proof of this whatsoever. It's a theme, but it's a theme without proof. The New York Times wrote that Congressman McCall, a Republican from Texas, said, oh, yes, the Russians were involved. But when I checked, that was based on a verbal briefing from the CIA. He's seen no proof. So this is an effort, you're absolutely right, aimed directly at the electors to try to spook the electors. It's the last grasp of the power establishment, the two-party duopoly, the world globalists, to keep control, because they see control of the federal government going to Donald Trump.
And let's just say this, very slowly, very calmly, and let this roll off your tongue and roll off your mind, folks, like water off a duck's back, but let it sink in. The CIA, a rogue secret group run by Obama and Soros and Hillary, admittedly says they want new elections on CNN, led by Bob Baer, whose job is overthrowing governments. This is a discredited, you know, professional liar group. They are openly saying, we're going to visit the electors and have a little talk with them. Translate that. The CIA is going to try to intimidate people sworn and pledge to represent the popular vote of people within the Electoral College in those states he took. So he did get the vote in those states. And they're saying, don't listen to that. Overturn the election. This is outrageous.
Yeah, it's a power grab. Given the CIA's history of lies, lying about Benghazi, lying about Vietnam, lying about the Kennedy assassination, lying about everything in their entire history, this is all agitprop. This is the last grasp of the establishment. I think Trump has been right on point by saying this entire argument is ridiculous. Yet no one wants to look at the role of the Saudis or the Chinese, particularly the Saudis, in Hillary's campaign. where they're openly bragging about financing her effort to hold on to the White House.
So what's the next step? I mean, how powerful is this move going to be? Because I know a lot of people have been underestimating it. I've been concerned since November 9th, that night, when it was announced he was the winner. I told you, sitting in this room, as, you know, the champagne glasses had been drained at 3 a.m., I said, Roger, my gut tells me they're going to try to assassinate him. They're going to try to overturn this election. They're going to play possum. I mean, I really have been proven right that we cannot underestimate how evil these people are.
No, I think that the good news is, of course, that the electors in most cases are loyal Republicans. I do think there needs to be some counterpoint, some communication between them and the president-elect and the transition.
And the CIA should not be going and talking to electors, some nebulous secret group from the CIA.
Completely inappropriate. And we have to presume that once President Trump takes office, that he now needs to clean out the CIA top to bottom. The last president to do that was Jimmy Carter, and it proved to be quite dangerous, as you know.
Yeah, he needs to pull all the snot-nosed, white shoe boy, Ivy Leaguers that think they're better than everybody. Just if you're an Ivy Leaguer, you're not in the CIA, pull them out and then put people from all over the country, diverse backgrounds in, and mainly military people from the four branches of the military. And that's where it should be anyways. We always had military intelligence, naval and army before that. It's time to pull out all the East Coast, blue blood, Atlantic accent, Thurston Howell the Third garbage. It's time to pull that East Coast, Anglophile coup, which they admit it is, out of there and put the military back in control of intelligence. I say get rid of every frickin' blue blood.
I'm in total agreement. The place needs to be cleaned out top to bottom, as does the FBI. Clearly, under Director Comey, the FBI has acted in a blatantly political matter. They have now lied about the 650,000 emails in the trove kept by Huma Abedin and her husband, Anthony Weiner, which I think will be the ultimate downfall and prosecution of the Clintons. Donald Trump needs to clean house. He really needs to drain the swamp, and he can start at the two largest law enforcement agencies we have, or I should say the two largest investigative agencies that we have.
Now, the FBI has done a lot of bad things, obviously, but compared to the CIA, they have an ancient feud. But the FBI is on record saying the RNC was not hacked, Russia was not doing all this. Obviously, Russia was probably getting into servers like dozens of other governments because Hillary was out there dangling it in front of everybody. That's Russia's job. But influencing the election, this is laughable. The Chinese brag, the Saudi Arabians brag, as you know, that they were pumping hundreds of millions into Hillary. Why doesn't Trump come out with all his surrogates and point out the headlines where they bragged that they were the ones that influenced it and say, you're the one that's going to get investigated, DNC, and start indicting their asses?
Well, it's funny you say that, Alex. I've just written a memo to that effect. I mean, I'm in total agreement. It's time to go on offense. President-elect Trump has been very conciliatory since he became the designee to become president. He has, I think, sought to unite the country. He has met with people who are admittedly his opponents, people who were adamantly opposed to his election. But now it's time to act, I frankly think, in a more partisan fashion, because these are partisan attacks. They go beyond Republicans.
It's an attack on the integrity of this country. They're claiming we're Russian agents. We have to have war with Russia. Have you seen Oberman and others foaming at the mouth going, we are at war with Russia. We need to have a war. What the hell are they doing?
After I spoke to you yesterday, I was walking down the street in Manhattan. I was on 2nd Avenue in the 60s, and a man came up to me and spit on me and called me a Soviet spy, a Russian spy, and a scumbag. This is the tolerance of
Did I not warn you yesterday morning that this is happening to me?
Yes, I heard you were assaulted on the trail, on the hiking trail.
So, it was the same deal.
The tolerance of the liberals who keep arguing that there's no civility in our politics. I mean, this guy was rabid. He was drooling at the mouth. I did nothing to provoke him. He evidently recognized me from InfoWars, and he just went animal.
Let me ask you this question. I mean, how did you respond to him? I know you're half Sicilian. You told me Italians don't put up with that.
Well, I should have just decked him right then and there, but the light changed, frankly, and he took off, and I wasn't in a suit in the mood to chase.
Sure, that's what they do. That's what they do. They run off. But, I mean, why do you think they're so wild-eyed? I get the criminals at the top. They've got a stake in taking the country down and feeding off of it and selling it off, you know, in a corporate takeover. But why do their minions hate us so much when all we want to do is cut their taxes and make America great again?
Because they believe the constant mainstream media harangue that we are bigots, that we are racists, that Trump is going to finance the Ku Klux Klan, that he's going to roll back gay marriage, that he is going to arrest people for using medicinal marijuana. None of these things are true. But when the mainstream media repeats them ad nauseum over and over and over again, you know, the people at the bottom, the shock troops, the average leftist just starts to believe them. So they have poisoned the atmosphere. They have lied repeatedly about Trump. They're still stunned that he won this election.
And that's right. And they also have turned the rhetoric up so high. They keep saying, our rhetoric's high. We're going to get people killed. They had an article in the Washington Post, as you know, yesterday saying Donald Trump's going to get people killed because he mildly tweeted back at the union head of the Steelworkers Union in Indianapolis that said he hadn't done enough. He said, what's your problem? No wonder you lost those jobs. You're the one that couldn't keep them. I brought back 85% of them. What's your problem? I mean, they say we're violent for standing up for ourselves politely while they're calling for killing Trump in every major publication.
Well, these are the same people who had nothing to say when it was revealed that we did, in fact, lose some CIA assets. Were killed because of the leaked emails of Hillary Clinton. That didn't bother them at all. The fact that she had put her emails on a server where this country's enemies could easily access them. So this is the typical double standard. I will breathe easier after the electors have cast their vote. But at this point, I think the die is cast. I don't think the concerted campaign, and this is a campaign with multiple steps, is going to be successful.
I think it's one of the biggest campaigns I've ever seen. I mean, the bots, the attacks on myself, you, on Trump, I mean, it's synthetic. I see it. It's twice what was at the peak of the election. It is foaming at the mouth insanity. Soros, this is a metric, has doubled his money to Black Lives Matter. All the big corporations are just spilling money out for civil insurrection, I guess, in the next 37 days. I mean, this is just bedlam, Roger. Let me ask you that question. People can Google the Electoral College. It'll come up with some breakdowns of how it works. The 19th, they vote. By the 6th, they've got to be in. Then Congress, I guess, starts looking at it if there's any dispute. So when will we know definitively if they've been successful? Because they are calling for a new election, as you know. I mean, this is a concerted move to have a coup against the American voter.
My guess is you'll have leaks out of the Congress, and you'll have a running count that is in public. I'm sure that there are a few Republican electors who will go over the side, mostly, you know, Bush supporters who got on the party's slate to be an elector. These are chosen by the state parties, let's remember. But by and large, this may be the genius of Trump selecting Reince Priebus. If he isn't out there working these electors as the titular head of the Republican Party, he ought to be. These are his people. These are the state party's people who were selected to be these electors. And it would be Priebus's major job to keep them in line.
Roger, I've been asking the questions here. In the few minutes we have left, obviously you've been at Trump Tower quite a bit. You're writing your book. You've cut back on interviews. I'm proud you're still coming here. You're going to be hosting the fourth hour tomorrow. Give folks the title of the book again. It's very powerful. I've already seen some of the little snippets. I know you've been interviewing myself and the president and others for it. But separately, a president-elect, this is a political statement to send it to number one political books. It's going to have a blueprint into the future as well that I know meshes with Bannon and President Trump. People need to see what the real blueprint is, not even so much the rhetoric. Tell folks about the name of your book and how they get it.
Sure. It's called The Making of the President, 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution. You can order it today in advance on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can go shortly to the Infowars.com store and order it there. This is going to be the definitive inside look of how Donald Trump pulled off the greatest political upset in U.S. political history. But it's also going to be a blueprint to the future. and how Trump plans to transform America and make it great again. You know, I'm using the writing style of the late Theodore H. White, Teddy White, who I actually knew quite well, who I met in the 76 presidential campaign. So I'm going to be looking at kind of the big national trends that elected Trump, but I'm also going to be, you know, producing some down and dirty vignettes from the campaign trail.
Sure.
So I think it's going to be a great read.
You know, I hope sometime after this is all over and the president's, you know, ensconced and we're reversing the globalist cancer, you'll come on and talk about, because I've done a little bit of stalking of you, and I probably read 20 news, you know, New York Times articles about you going back to the 80s with you and Roy Cohn and Donald Trump hanging out and all the stuff you were up to. Of course, they demonized Roy Cohn and lied about him, who he was, what he did, a hard-nosed lawyer, of course, of the whole McCarthy era. But that's who Trump sat at the knee of and who really helped him. That's why they're so scared of him, because Roy Cohn was anti-communist, pro-America, pro-free market, and that's what's got him so scared, too.
Well, and he was a brawler. He was a fighter. I mean, you know, I didn't know him, obviously, in the 50s because I was born in 1952. But I knew him later in the New York years, and he was one of the major figures in the defeat of Jimmy Carter and the election of Ronald Reagan. He was, by the way, a lifelong Democrat. He also was, I think, transformative in Donald Trump's understanding of the world outside of Queens. He was very helpful to Donald in his move to Manhattan and his move to become the most prominent real estate developer in the world, not just in Manhattan, but in the world.
That's right. Thank you, Roger. You're going to be hosting tomorrow, fourth hour, StoneColdTruth.com.
We have Matt Boyle from Breitbart News is going to come on and talk to us about the fight on over fake news. And we have St. John Hunt, the son of the legendary CIA agent E. Howard Hunt, who's going to talk to us about the duplicity of the CIA in this entire Russian canard regarding the election.
And, of course, we premiered it Southern Coast to Coast AM, George Norrie. His father, was who Mission Impossible was admittedly named after, Ethan Hunt. And, of course, so that's why the guy was named Hunt in Mission Impossible. He was a famous sniper in World War II and ran the operation killing Kennedy in Dallas, did the deathbed confession, and the media certainly ignored that. One of the plumbers, by the way, you were the junior member of the plumbers, the only guy that didn't go to prison. Did you know Mr. Hunt?
I did know Mr. Hunt, but I was not a plumber. I was on a completely different.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, some of the media says you were a junior plumber.
Yeah, no, I broke no laws. I did go to the Watergate grand jury, but I didn't know much of interest to them.
You're a walking history book. Thank you so much, Roger Stone.
Great to be here, Alex.
You bet. Wow, he's amazing. Okay, hey, I'm going to punch out and let Watson take over. But we're running some of the biggest deals of the year. Free shipping store-wide on water filtration systems, on books, on videos, on nutraceuticals, InfoWarsLife.com. And we have huge specials. By the way, they came to me and they said, yeah, we've pulled 25% off on DNA Force. We've only got 500 bottles. That'll sell out by the end of the year. You said that, you know, you want to run out the inventory. That's why you're doing these sales, so there's no taxes on it. Plus, we want to give folks a good deal for Christmas so they can get presents as well and support the broadcast and see how great the products are. That's me repeating, you know, how my brain works. And I said, I don't care. Sell it out except for those that have it held back for auto ship. Additional 10% off when you sign up for auto ship. So we have it available right now. DNA Force, 25% off until it sells out. And it probably will be today. DNA Force, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Living Defense, 30% off. Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 33% off. Winter Sun, Vitamin D3, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Bio True Selenium, 30% off. And more, more, more. Thank you for your support. You cannot lose buying products from us because they're great products and your funding. The globalist number one enemy. I mean, they hate us as much as Trump now. We are being hit hard. And we're being hit with bots and filters and blockers and they try to just kill our meteoric rise. We're going up, 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 up like this. And, you know, they're trying to keep us from just climbing, climbing, climbing. But we're just spawning new people that are waking up, new media outlets. Our talking points are being picked up anywhere, you know, all over the place. You just can't stop the signal. It's just absolute Americana. Spotter on the table. Up against this republic. So, again, I want to invite all of you to also get a product. My dad, an oral surgeon, a dentist, also a chemist. He's worked in, you know, drugs being developed that have been approved, you name it. Well, this is all just supplements, so it's not that. But boy, I tell you, it is the ultimate toothpaste. It's called Super Blue non-fluoride toothpaste, the first one ever, with iodine, the true atomic iodine, the pure clean iodine, nano silver. Colloidal silver, folks, peppermint and tea tree oil, and so much more. and it turns blue, not red, because, you know, iodine that's bound turns red. This is blue, no coloring. It comes out white and turns blue because it's got the, you know, active iodine in it. It's incredible. Super blue, available, $9.95, discounted, because it cost a lot to do this. We've had made a huge batch of it, too. But to get the silver and the iodine and all of it into it the proper way is really hard to do. InfoWarsLive.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-armour.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Anymore. Yeah!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I want to salute everybody that voted for Trump of every race, color, and creed. We're all human. Red blood. The globalists are in retreat all over the world. They're panicking. Nationalism and self-determination is rising. Now, Paul has just shot another exclusive video that just went up on InfoWars.com. Total debunking of the mainstream media fake news narrative. But he shot another viral video that we're going to play in a moment that deals with the total fraud of claiming that the Russians hacked the election. Now, that was yesterday. Since then, we've seen the White House press secretary come out and say it's the Chinese that hacked. Well, they were for Hillary publicly. And since then, we've seen that the head of all the intelligence agencies come out and say the CIA's wrong, and this is all basically bull, and that the CIA is just being political, and they can't show intent by the Russians. Meanwhile, proof foreign governments did interfere in the election to help Hillary, but it was China. It was Saudi Arabia. Who brag about it? But my big question to Paul Watson before I play this video and interrupt him with himself, then he plays this other exclusive video premiering in here right now. My concern is the arrogance, the hysteria, the craziness. Paul, my concern is they're going to not stop. So I think Trump's got to get on the offensive with the fact that they were influencing the election with foreign powers, but it was Hillary doing it, Paul.
No, exactly. If you look at the original WikiLeaks emails, it was the Clinton camp, it was Clinton supporters that came out with that fake news that the WikiLeaks emails were doctored. That was the origin, and then the media talking heads, the Clintonites in the media, seized on that, put out those fake WikiLeaks that were created by Clinton supporters to make Trump supporters look bad, and then the media pushed that. So if you go back to the very origin of this fake news scandal, which coincides with the Russian thing, it was created by the Clinton camp and then pushed by the mainstream media. But you mentioned, I mean, you were concerned about Trump. As of 2 hours ago, a student with a bag full of knives, weapons, explosives tried to get into Trump Tower. Now he claims that he's a Trump supporter and that he's been walking around New York for years with a bag full of knives, weapons and explosives, if you believe that. So we're already seeing the mainstream media's hysterical fake news narrative about Trump being the...
Well, you're going to break it all down as no one else can, and then you're also going to be hosting an hour on Thursday, Paul. But before you go any further, what do you make of Oberman's complete meltdown?
Well, it's complete role reversal, isn't it, of the McCarthyite idea that anyone who dissents against the establishment is in league with Russia. And again, they planned this months before the election. In fact, a Breitbart article called it how Clinton's Russia conspiracy theory could nullify the vote. They planned, if Trump won, this was their reserve plan, to blame Russia for hacking the election.
Sure, in fact, we said that
months ago.
We said that at the time. We wrote articles. Breitbart did as well. Now, here is your report on what really happened with Russia and the election. Here's Paul Watson, and then we'll come back to the live Paul Watson. Paul, take over.
The post-election riots failed. The death threats against Electoral College members failed. Jill Stein's recount failed. Your entire fake news narrative failed. And now this.
Individuals connected to the Russian government reportedly provided WikiLeaks with hacked emails as part of a wider Russian operation to boost Trump and hurt Clinton's chances.
The left is willing to risk civil war in America and nuclear war with Russia because they're butthurt about losing. Let that sink in. Not a single shred of evidence has been presented to support the claim that Russia hacked the election. Former UK Ambassador Craig Murray met the DNC leaker and said he was not Russian. He was a disgruntled insider. Julian Assange said all along that the source was not Russia.
The Clinton camp has been able to project a kind of neo-McCarthyist hysteria that Russia is responsible for everything. That's false.
So who do you trust? WikiLeaks, an organization with impeccable credibility that has never put a foot wrong, or anonymous CIA sources whose entire job description is based on deception? And who are these CIA sources? They can't tell us. But they're undoubtedly the same agenda-driven Democrat sympathizers who are already under Inspector General investigation.
The transition put out a statement that essentially humiliated the CIA.
No, it's not the whole CIA saying this. And Trump isn't impugning the whole CIA when he says that this story is total BS. These anonymous CIA sources claim that Russia hacked the RNC as well, but only released negative information about the DNC. Yeah, one problem with that, the FBI investigated and found no evidence for it. The RNC was not hacked.
The RNC was absolutely not hacked, number one. We had the FBI in the RNC. We've been working with the FBI.
Why?
We had intelligence
let me ask
experts
you.
Here.
Wait,
hang
me,
on. No, hang on, Chuck. No,
no.
The RNC
explain why
was
you
not,
had
no,
the FBI
was not
there.
Hacked.
The RNC offered conclusive proof to the New York Times that they weren't hacked, and the New York Times ignored it.
So the intelligence is wrong.
It didn't happen. We offered the New York Times conclusive proof that it didn't happen. They refused to look at that. They ignored it because it didn't fit the narrative.
The FBI also investigated any Russian links to Donald Trump and found none whatsoever. You have zero evidence. Even the Washington Post admits that this is all inconclusive. There's also zero evidence that the Russians hacked John Podesta's emails.
Can you look right into the camera and say, I know for a fact the government of Vladimir Putin was behind the hacks of John Podesta's emails?
Absolutely. The government of Vladimir Putin was behind the hacks of our institution and the dumping of information.
Of John Podesta's emails.
Not only in the United States,
email.
But also in Europe.
Okay, you're not, you know what, you're dodging.
And Tucker,
no, look and say,
are,
I know they did. John Podesta's emails, they hacked
and
those.
And I think that Ronald Reagan will be rolling.
One last time, Congressman. Look in the camera and say, they hacked John Podesta's emails. We know for a fact that Putin's government did that. You can't, and you know you can't, and you're hiding behind weasel words.
I just said that the
say they
Russians,
hacked John Podesta's
the
emails.
Russians, I'm not going to be specific as
oh, because
emails.
You don't know it, that's why. All right, done. One.
The left is now conspiring with rogue elements of the CIA to initiate an internal coup within the United States and overthrow a democratically elected president. Let that sink in. They're trying to manipulate Electoral College members to not cast their votes for Trump on December 19th. Top Democrats are already saying that electors should reconsider their votes in light of this story. They could also pressure members of the House and Senate to object to the electoral vote on January 6th, when a normally routine counting process could be turned into an anti-Trump filibuster. Obama is demanding an official report be submitted on all this before January 20th, the day of Trump's inauguration. Who will be heading up that report? James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, who lied under oath in front of Congress and the American people. Because he's really trustworthy, right? Just like the CIA, or elements of it, who suddenly became paragons of honesty after being bashed by the left for decades as liars and deceivers on an industrial scale.
Yes, the CIA has a long history of lies and overthrowing democratic governments, but that doesn't mean they're lying about Trump.
Yes, the CIA lied about everything else, but this one thing I agree with them on. So they must be right. It was the left who screamed bloody murder about Operation Mockingbird, a CIA program to hijack the US media to spread CIA propaganda. Now those same leftists are gleefully regurgitating CIA propaganda as if it's gospel. Give me a break. I can't believe we're seeing the same thing we saw post-Brexit. Calls for a second vote.
If the evidence is there, I don't see any other way than to vote again.
When will you people accept defeat? Now demented never-Trumpers like Louise Mensch are calling for Obama to bomb Russia. This is insane. They're calling for Obama to declare a state of emergency to cancel the election result. And isn't it funny how all you Democrats who cry over foreign influence had no objection whatsoever to Saudi Arabia bankrolling Hillary's campaign? You had no problem taking all that George Soros money, did you? You had no problem with the Obama State Department overthrowing the government of Ukraine. You had no problem with Obama interfering in the UK's referendum on leaving the EU, and to see the same prostitutes who prostrated themselves for Hillary now trying to take the moral high ground is sickening. Now, Russia is being accused of spearheading a campaign to cost Angela Merkel the election in Germany. So either Russia has suddenly launched a coordinated effort to sabotage Western democratic elections, or the unpopular leaders of those countries have suddenly launched a coordinated propaganda campaign to blame Russia for absolutely everything to distract voters from their own failed policies. Which do you think is more likely to be true? That is the truth about Russia hacking the election. That's up on YouTube. Get it out. The twin narratives of the mainstream media, the Russia hack story and the fake news story, are completely collapsing. And then we're going to go straight to the second video. We're going to play out with this because this just went up on Infowars.com. As of about an hour ago, it's huge. Get it out. It's called What They're Not Telling You About Fake News. Here it is.
The epidemic of malicious fake news and false propaganda that flooded social media over the past year, it's imperative that leaders in both the private sector and the public sector step up to protect our democracy and innocent lives.
So the woman who voted for a war that was sold on a diet of fake news, a war that killed hundreds of thousands of innocent people, is lecturing Americans about fake news posing a threat to innocent people. Give me a break, Hillary. You're the queen of fake news.
This isn't about politics or partisanship. Lives are at risk.
Where was your concern for putting lives at risk when you pushed the fake news that rebels in Libya and Syria were moderate when they were bloodthirsty jihadists? Fake news that led to the deaths and displacement of hundreds of thousands of innocent people and the rise of ISIS. Where was your concern for the 4 innocent American lives lost in Benghazi when you pushed the fake news that a YouTube video was to blame for the attack?
We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video.
When Hillary's not pushing fake news to launch wars or cover-ups, she's faking news about being under Bosnian sniper fire to make herself look tough.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles to get to our base. I made a mistake in describing it.
She claimed she misspoke last week and was sleep deprived when she described landing under sniper fire in Tuzla, Bosnia, something that didn't happen. But CBS News has found several times in the past few months when Senator Clinton used the Bosnia trip to try to show her international experience. December in Iowa.
You know, we landed in one of those corkscrew landings and ran out because they said there might be sniper fire.
Then in February,
the welcoming ceremony had to be moved inside because of sniper fire.
Being lectured by Hillary Clinton about fake news is like being lectured by Bill Cosby about not raping women. And the same goes for the mainstream media. Brian Williams is now lecturing us about fake news. Brian Frigging Williams.
As we talked about here last night, fake news played a role in this election and continues to find a wide audience. 2 of our 4 helicopters were hit by ground fire, including the one I was in. I want to apologize. I said I was traveling in an aircraft that was hit by RPG fire. I was instead in a following aircraft.
I mean, what's next? Is Lance Armstrong going to start lecturing us about performance-enhancing drugs? Your whole narrative is already collapsing. The Washington Post was forced to admit that it couldn't vouch for the validity of its hokey Russian propaganda blacklist, the list that their entire story was based on, a list that included even left-wing websites that were critical of Hillary Clinton. That's why they were included on the list. This, after the first fake news list they put out, was discovered to be the brainchild of a far-left social justice warrior feminist with a clear bias. You're not fooling anybody. It's obvious what you're trying to do. You're pointing at opportunists who put out fake news to make money, and then lumping them in with InfoWars, Breitbart, Zero Hedge, and everyone else to try and discredit us, because we kicked your ass. You lost the election, not because of fake news, but because your message failed to resonate with the American people, and ours did. And yes, we may make mistakes from time to time. We're not perfect. The difference is that when you deliberately put out fake news, it leads to death and destruction on an industrial scale. It's your fake news that puts lives at risk. Time and time again. It was your fake news narrative about Islamophobia that inspired the Ohio State University terrorist to ram his car into and start slashing away at a dozen innocent people. Yet the media expressed 100 times more moral panic about the Pizzagate gunman who injured nobody. It was your fake news narrative about hands up, don't shoot, that led to violent riots and looting in Ferguson.
We have dead cops because of that hands up, don't shoot lie. We had 2 in New York. We also had 5 in Dallas and some in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. People were trying to avenge for the life of Mike Brown, who was a thug. There are dead cops because of that fake news story out of Ferguson, Missouri.
It was your fake news about a deceptively edited audio tape in the Zimmerman case that fueled racial tensions across the country. It was your fake news narrative about 1 in 5 women being raped on college campuses that led to numerous fake news stories about rapes on college campuses that never happened. hoaxes that ruined people's lives.
And this week, police said they found no evidence to support what Jackie told the magazine about being raped and assaulted.
It was your hysterical fake news narrative about Donald Trump being the next incarnation of Hitler that fueled riots and violent attacks against Trump supporters across the country.
Yeet! There, and there he goes again. These mass protesters are destroying anything they see.
It was your fake news narrative about Hillary Clinton's victory being inevitable that made you look even more untrustworthy than you already were. Most of the prostitutes pushing this fake news narrative were the same ones caught in bed with the Clinton campaign before the election. The same ones who pushed the fake news narrative that the WikiLeaks emails were fabricated or doctored.
And I haven't spent a lot of time reading through WikiLeaks emails, but I will tell you this, what we know is that many are not authentic.
Total BS. Yet the mainstream media gave these prostitutes a platform to push this fake news narrative time and time again. That was you. Not Macedonian teenagers or Kremlin operatives, that was you. As The Intercept reports, this whole fake news bandwagon was actually launched by a Hillary Clinton supporter called Marco Chacon. Chacon specialized in creating blatantly fake anti-Clinton frauds with the goal of tricking his opponents into citing them so that they would be discredited. He was responsible for fabricating the bucket of losers quote. But these prostitutes were so eager to demonize Trump that they started circulating Chacon's fake news as evidence that the Podesta emails were falsified. So the
same... On the Alex Jones Show Live, don't go away.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you.
are back live on the Alex Jones Show. We've got a special guest coming up in the next hour. He's been on before. He is Bill Mitchell. Again, he was derided by the mainstream media before the election with his certainty that Trump would win, with his certainty that the polls across the board were completely wrong. So we're going to get Bill Mitchell, host of Your Voice Radio, on to talk about this latest smear campaign by the mainstream media, the Russian hack, the fake news, all of it. Trump's picks, whether he's actually draining the swamp or not. Look forward to hearing about that from Bill Mitchell. Before we get back into the news, and by the way, the video you heard before the break was what they're not telling you about fake news. That just went up on YouTube, and it's on Infowars.com as of about an hour ago. So get that. Share it. That's a key video in dismantling one of these twin narratives that the mainstream media has pushed in recent weeks to try and delegitimize Trump's presidency. But before we get back into the news, I want to tell you about the exciting new Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, this is very interesting because, of course, I've used fluoride-free toothpaste for well over a decade now. We know the debilitating health effects that it has in a cumulative fashion, lowering IQ, all kinds of cancers linked to fluoride again. This is our new Super Blue Fluoride free toothpaste. Research across the board indicates that the health of your gums could contribute to the development of heart disease and heart attacks. When bacteria infects your gums, it could enter the bloodstream and attach to heart blood vessels, causing blood clots or heart attacks. And that's the key with this Super Blue toothpaste, because it contains the natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath without you losing IQ points. And that's key, because a lot of these fluoride-free toothpaste, you will find they're very thin, they don't produce enough foam, so they don't actually work very well. I mean, you have to get a very specific one for it to be fluoride-free and for it to work properly as a toothpaste. So that's what we address with this all-new Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. It is available at InfoWarsLife.com. It's got the iodine, it's got the nano silver, and of course it supports this network as we now come under the new attack of being Russian agents working for Vladimir Putin. They've resurrected the corpse of that narrative. So again, we're under massive sustained attack on a daily basis. We need to grow our platform. We need to hire new people. We need new writers, new reporters, just so we can tackle the attacks on us on a daily basis alone. We're out here in the wilderness. We're not funded by dictatorships in the Middle East. We're not funded by globalists like George Soros. We're not funded by giant pharmaceutical companies. We're funded by you right now, listening to this broadcast, buying the products at InfoWarsLife.com. The products that all have independent five-star reviews. Everyone raves about them. And the latest is the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's hit a couple of news stories here. Now, Obama came out yesterday, and we're going to play the clip after the break. He gave an interview with The Daily Show, Trevor Noah, again, which is now more real than most fake news outlets, I guess. And he came out and said that the DNC emails, which of course is what the big hysteria has been about over the past few days, this is undermining our democracy. Russia has hacked our elections. This is terrible. Well, Obama came out last night and said, oh, by the way, those DNC emails, they contained fairly routine stuff, nothing explosive, and were not very interesting. So he's admitting that the supposedly bombshell information that the Russians helped hack, even though there's no evidence of that, which we'll get onto, that information, which supposedly undermined the legitimacy of the election, it was completely routine. He said it was not interesting. He said there was no explosive information in those emails. Well, you can't have it both ways. He's trying to maintain two false narratives at once. We'll be back to talk about it on the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Reality.